Around 5,000 journalists are expected at the UN over the coming 10 days. One of them is Chris Altieri, who works for Vatican Radio, who predictably enough is here to cover the historic visit of Pope Francis to the UN on Friday. Pope Francis will be speaking here in the General Assembly Hall. Chris, what role will you be playing in ensuring his message reaches a world audience?
When the Holy Father is speaking at a venue like this, the whole world can tune in and watch and hear his speech in real time. Our job is going to be one of, in one direction, distilling the message into pill-sized news reports and getting it out there. And it's not an easy job when you have lengthy and challenging speeches from great world leaders who not only touch on but enter deeply into quite opinable questions, we could say, and very difficult and thorny issues.
And what are the main challenges logistically that you face covering the activities of Pope Francis?
There isn't a lot of downtime. The news cycle, as you know, is constant. It's 24 hours and it's 7 days a week and it's minute by minute. And we can be in contact with home base through the technology that we have. Of course, that creates its own set of problems, doesn't it? And with a guy like Pope Francis, who does not always stay on script and who is known to make an unscheduled stop or two, we have to adapt. I have to say that 2 years into this pontificate, quite frankly, we're still trying to get our head around that a little bit.
What can you tell me about Pope Francis as a man? You obviously come into some contact with him.
I only met him personally one time, and it was after a morning mass in the Santa Marta residence where he's decided to live. And he greeted us in person at the end of Mass, just like any parish priest would. You know, he stands at the door of the church and shakes your hand and says a good word and wishes you well, and you're on with your day. But I had the impression of a man who is extremely generous, genuinely interested in the people that he meets. He was listening to each of us as we told him a little bit about ourselves, and had a smile and sometimes, a wry quip. I told him that I was Jesuit educated but didn't enter the order, for example, and he said, "Oh, you got the virus a little bit, though, didn't you?"
In terms of the speech on Friday, can you give us any indication about what he's going to be talking about?
I would expect him to speak in the register of a pastor. He has been described by the Secretary General Ban Ki-moon as a great moral voice, or a voice of great moral authority, I think is the way that he put that. And, you know, the Pope is that in virtue of his office. He will be speaking to each and every single member in the room, to real flesh and blood human beings, reminding them that that's who they are and that's who they work for. Well, we talk about climate change and the migrant crisis and what policies to pursue in order best to achieve the ends on which we all agree. He is a pastor, and so he is going to change the register, change the key a little bit. He's going to speak about good stewardship of creation, our duty to welcome the stranger, to care for the sick and the needy, to do what we used to call in catechism the corporal works of mercy, and also, frankly, the spiritual works of mercy, because that's his message. He knows his job, and I think he's going to do it.
Pope Francis will be speaking here in the General Assembly on Friday morning. Chris Altieri, thanks very much.
Thank you very much, Daniel.